pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show at the Talk 106.5. 6 minutes after the hour number two now officially underway here on the program. 251-343-0106. You need me to touch the program, all you do is text me and I'll read your text and probably get a little filibustery, but I can't help myself sometimes. I'll do the best I can to avoid that. Still coming on the program, April Marie Fogle about a half hour from now, and then our returning champion at 11 o'clock hour, State Senator Chris Elliott, so please stay tuned for that. Joining us now, it's always a pleasure. I like that we're making it a regular thing, but we're very appreciative of his time. Congressman Barry Moore joins us on the line. Congressman, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Jeff. I'm good. Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing well, doing well. Well, let's kick it off here. And, the you took a little... I don't know if you took any heat, but voting with the privileged resolution there, the privileged vote, Marjorie Taylor Greene's motion to vacate. Talk about your vote on that and kind of the way that unfolded.
Well, you know, I think that Marjorie, she brought a privileged motion, and that deserves an up or down vote on the floor. So procedurally, to table that privileged motion took it out of the House. To me, took it off the floor for a vote on the motion to vacate. And so to me, it was more just a procedural thing, the bullying of the system to keep Marjorie's motion from coming to the floor. But also, in some ways, I understood where Marjorie was coming from. I mean, see, Marjorie was an activist before she became a congresswoman, and she's very passionate about the fight for this country. And, you know, I think she's been, we've seen she's been extremely supportive of the president. I think he was wanting her to hold off on it. But at the same time, there are some concerns about Speaker Johnson. I mean, to me, just the fact that we had this, we tied the Ukrainian fund and the Israel aid and separated that from the border, just put us all in a bad spot. And then the reauthorization of FISA a few months or weeks ago now to actually continue the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act to spy on U.S. citizens without warrants, those are troubling moves by the Speaker. And so I understand Marjorie's compassion and wanting to bring it, and I felt like it deserved a vote on the floor, the motion to vacate, and that's where we're at. I mean, it wasn't easy. I mean, that's tough. I like Mike Johnson, but as far as the Speaker, man, I just don't think he's doing the kind of job we need, so I wanted to at least let the people decide on the floor rather than just table it and move on.
Well, and we won't exhaust this, but had it gotten to had the motion made it to, would you have voted to vacate?
No, I would not have, and it's not that I agree with what Speaker Johnson's doing. I've never voted for a motion to vacate, even when it was Kevin McCarthy, because at the time, we need a plan to move forward, and I don't. These guys calling plays without a game plan concern me, and I think we're in worse shape now because of the motion to vacate Kevin McCarthy. And of course, they're friends of mine that are on both sides of that issue, and it was very heated. It was very troubling at times for our conference. But, I just did not have a piece about removing McCarthy. And I said, you know what? I think with a slim majority, he probably was managing the thing pretty well. And to remove Johnson with no plan, Jeff, the plan should have been for Mike Johnson to get in a room somewhere with leadership and them decide that he would step down and we would bring somebody in that could unite the conference. Right now, Mike Johnson's not doing the job. I don't think we need to remove him right now and have chaos coming into a November election, because the fight on the border, which I've been so engaged in and continue to say I will not fund these foreign wars until we fix our own border. Why aren't we securing foreign countries' borders and not securing our own? Those fights that I've been engaged in, you know, it, to me, we just really put ourselves in a tough position sometimes if we open that up for just a random no speaker for 2 or 3 weeks, the chaos going into November. And, you know, I just think at times we just have to, you know, we have to hold the line on some of these issues. And honestly, with Mike being gone for 3 or 4 weeks, the only thing that's really truly going to change the border, Jeff, is a new president in November. So creating chaos this close to the early voting coming into November, I think, is a problem.
Gosher, one of the things I hear about Mike Johnson and this whole sort of effort with the motion to vacate was this, like heading into the 2024 election here, there's this fear that I mean, Donald Trump's going to be saddled with some of this baggage that the what's going on here is the leadership in the House is working with Democrats to pass some ill-advised spending measures, and you know the drill. I mean, you're there, and that later on, this is going to be kind of a weight on Republicans in the general election. I don't know that to be necessarily the case, but when this is explained to me, why there's a lot of, a little bit of discontent with Mike Johnson, that seems to be where the conversation heads.
It puts our guys in a tough spot. And some of these votes, whether it's FISA reauthor, certainly Israel funding, you know, tied to Ukraine. Those of us who don't want to send any more money to Ukraine, we want some oversight on the money that's already been sent. We want some audits. You know, those kind of things, it puts some of these guys in a tough spot because you either vote for Israel's funding or you vote for Ukraine's funding. They should have been separate altogether. They should have been separate. Instead of the way we did it under the rule, they just move it up to the Senate. It's more money for Ukraine. They can even divert some of the funds we were going to send to Taiwan to Ukraine. And I don't know what it is with this love affair with Ukraine, but it puts our members in tough spots. And so I don't know why Mike Johnson, we've given him a couple of landing spots. We could have very easily put the border security bill a couple of weeks ago in with the Ukraine and the Israel funding and help secure the border. But for some reason, and I think because he just rolled over to the wishes of the Democrats, is we had a separate vote on those in the rules. So now in the Senate, they don't even worry about the border. They can just send more money to Ukraine. And that is just, for those of us who are sitting out here as Republicans, that's concerning. And one thing I said, Jeff, when we were going through this McCarthy thing, I always said when we get the majority, we can't take a knee deep in our own territory. With Mike Johnson, we're taking a knee, and I don't appreciate that because when Pelosi was the speaker, by golly, the Dems didn't take a knee. They moved us deep in our own territory. They started just crazy funding this wide-open border stuff. We need to be holding the line. The fear, the problem with Mike is he's afraid if we threaten to shut down the government that the Republicans will be damaged in November. But in some ways, that was the leverage we had. And we just have not been willing to hold a line to say, I'll shut it down, fix it, and start it back up before I'll continue this process of driving it off the cliff. If the Democrats want to drive this country off the cliff, we should not be riding shotgun. And I think the problem with Johnson is he's not in a position to fight or not willing to fight, hold a line, and he's getting bad advice from within his own circle, I should say.
And I know the 2022 midterms didn't go as well as Republicans had hoped. I mean, there was a lot to dissect and look at. But you sit here today, Congressman, and you look at, like, what was it all for? You know, you did win the House back. Why do Republicans right now have to show for it? Not that they needed some big legislative wins or whatever, but they're not really even stopping some of the bad stuff from happening, are they?
No, I mean, early on, I think McCarthy did a couple of things that he was applauded for. I mean, he removed some of those people off committees. I mean, Eric Swalwell's off of Intel Committee, Ilhan Omar off of some of the committees she was on, because they had punished Marjorie Taylor, that Pelosi had, and said, look, if you're going to, that had never happened in the history of the country, and I talk about Pelosi playing offense. She removed people. She impeached Trump twice. I mean, they were driving this thing they had this radical left agenda, and they would not take their foot off the gas. And so when McCarthy came in, he did a couple of things, and then he made some mistakes that kind of upset some of the conservatives within our conference. And by them removing him and then, of course, removing George Santos, I think that was a mistake. He was voting more conservative than a lot of our own Republicans. And somehow or another, because he had some issues within his own district or whatever, I don't know what he did, but boy, we threw him right out, you know? And so it's and our majority. And I think sometimes we're our own worst enemies. We kind of circle the firing squad on our own people. And we did that on McCarthy. We did that on George Santos. And we've put ourselves in a position now that we have a one-vote majority. Mike Johnson, I don't think, is the guy that can do the job, although he's a good friend of mine. He's a conservative when he's not in that seat. But, man, the pressure that is being applied to him, yeah, I feel for him in some ways, but at the same time, I don't think he's accomplishing the goals. And like you said, what do we have to show? And, you know, look, man, I think short of just getting Trump in November, we will not see a lot of change on the border. And Biden's bypassing a lot of what we're doing in Congress. They're not enforcing the law of the land. But we've yet to impeach Joe Biden. To me, Corey Mills just came out this I guess it was this week, maybe earlier this week, because Biden is withholding funding from Israel. All this money we agreed to send to Israel, and we hooked it together last week in that big foreign aid package where Ukraine got $61 billion, and Israel was going to get so many billion, and then, oh, they give a little bit to Gaza for relief, and then they're going to send some to Taiwan. Well, now the Biden administration is just holding back the weapons and money from Israel and funding the people who are not on our team. The Hamas, I'm sure they'll get their money. Some of that's already been hijacked. It was sent over for Gaza for relief, and they've already hijacked some of that. So it's just, to me, man, we need to get more wins, and I don't see it right now. And I'm concerned, but I think the key win is in November. That's why removing Speaker Johnson from Speaker right now, this close to November, might do more damage. We really need to kind of unify right now. Now, look, if I was Mike Johnson, I'd just hold the line. I wouldn't bring any more stuff to the floor. I'd try to get us to November and try to make sure that we have Donald Trump as president.
Joined by Congressman Barry Moore here on the program. Congressman, and you're right about the Donald Trump angle, but, I mean, looking at the House and House races and control of the House of Representatives, what is that? I mean, you know, one of the things about being Speaker, at least with Kevin McCarthy, you felt like you had a guy there who could go out, raise money, campaign for members, and move the ball politically in the campaign cycle. Mike Johnson, I don't know. It's an unknown to me, and I'm a little curious to hear your thoughts about what you think the crystal ball shows for the House and Republicans in November.
Yeah, I agree, Jeff. I think McCarthy, although he wasn't as conservative as many of us, he was a California Republican. I'm an Alabama Republican. But in some ways, he was savvy, and he knew how to negotiate. And he didn't mind sticking his finger in Chuck Schumer's chest and saying, we're not going to do that. Or Nancy Pelosi said, we're removing these members from committee. And so that's why I didn't want to remove McCarthy, because I didn't see a plan going forward. But as far as the House, from inside baseball, Jeff, what I'm hearing, we'll get the majority in the House, provided something really strange doesn't happen. And I think that's still in the air, but I think there's an opportunity to hold the House, win the Senate, and win the White House. And that is this, you know, we say this all the time, Jeff, but we've heard it our whole life. This is the most important election of our lifetime. I believe for you and I, and I'm 57 years old, man, this is one of the most important elections in our lifetime.
Well, what's the mood among the ranking, your House Freedom Caucus colleagues? What is, and I ask you this a lot, you know, about growing the caucus how do you guys feel outside of Republican gains? Do you feel like y'all are in a good place?
I think so. There's a couple of races out there that we've won some primaries in. I think we'll be able to get those guys across the finish line, hopefully in November. And we've had two or three candidates a week come in and talk to us and run around the country. So I think HFC is still, we're going to grow our membership within our caucus. We are frustrated, like many Americans sometimes, with what is the Republican Party doing and why aren't we holding the line a little stronger? But within the HFC, most of those people, like I said, those guys, they're in the fight for the right reason. We don't always agree on everything, but I can tell you this, man, they love this country, and they're in it to win it, not necessarily win their race, but to save this country. So what I mean by that is I think they're really the statesmen of our time and not just the politicians.
Well, and we'll get you out of here on this. I want to get your reaction to Biden withholding those munitions from Israel if they go into Rafah. And I'm not as clear on the particulars of the relief package or the aid package that you guys passed, but that he can, at his discretion, do this. It sounds a lot like what they try to get Trump for with Ukraine a few years ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's the exact same play, but the problem, like I said, the issue is always we kind of, as Republicans, we play nice and they play so dirty sometimes across the aisle. And so the things they go after Trump on, look, Corey Mills, he's talking about articles of impeachment on Joe Biden. I'm ready to sign on. If he withholds this aid from Israel, my friend, I'm ready to sign on. I think we should be moving on impeaching Joe Biden immediately. I'm actually amazed that we haven't already done that based on the stuff we know about Ukraine and Hunter Biden. But, you know, again, I'm just one of 435, but that's my opinion. I think if Corey wants to bring this impeachment, articles of impeachment, I haven't read them in detail yet. I found out about them last night, but I would be willing to look deeply in, or at least investigate it and be willing to sign on board and support Corey's effort, because they do to Trump what we're not willing to do to Biden sometime, and that's really get after these opposing, just these leftists in the country, and certainly Joe Biden, the executive branch, the abuse of power, if nothing else, just on the border, he should be impeached. But certainly with this withholding of funds from one of our key allies in the region, man, we need to be about holding him accountable.
Congressman Barry Moore, ladies and gentlemen. Congressman, thanks again.
Thank you, Jeff. Have a good weekend.
You do the same. Barry Moore. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Moore Show on FM Talk 106.5.
I don't know what's wrong with me, because I know I need my rest. But if I don't stay up all night and sleep all day, I ain't at my best. Hey! Yes, we are beer drinkers. Yes, we are hill raisers. People, get out of our way.